Hello and welcome to today's segment of Ask the Expert. This is Molly Abkiss with KNIA, and today we're talking with Dr. Jason Mosdum from iHealth Solutions in Knoxville. How are you doing today?
I am good, Molly. Thanks for talking to me. I appreciate that.
As we're getting into, you know, winter season, and I'm just wanting to know, what is something that you're noticing coming through the office more often this time of year?
One of the things that you and I had kind of mentioned to talk about were the dreaded eyelid mites that people have been hearing and seeing more on TV. So we're going to chat a little bit about these little parasites or little critters that all of us have on our eyelids. So these are tiny little mites. Their technical name is called Demodex. And so they're very, very tiny. They live at the base of your eyelashes. It's important to understand that we all have a few of these, okay? So it's not like this is some weird alien that's living on your eyelids. We all have a few. However, in some people, these things can get overpopulated and they tend to like oily skin. They like kind of the dry, scaly skin. That's kind of like their food. I know it's gross, but that is kind of the reality. They're not going to spread. You're not going to share them with anybody. So it's not like head lice where you can transfer those from one person to another, you know, or anything like that. But they shouldn't really be there. And when you get an overpopulation of those, you get itchy eyelids, your lashes start to fall out, your eyelids get red, you're light sensitive, eyes are sore. It causes dysfunction in the tear film and it causes a lot of irritation. So we can take pictures of them. It kind of grosses people out. So we'll talk about it. Sometimes the pictures are helpful. Sometimes, you know, it's a little overkill for them.
So when they do get overpopulated and the symptoms are getting a little overwhelming for patients, what are some of the treatments that you offer or recommend that they partake in?
You need to understand these things aren't new. Like they've been around for a long time. So back in school, we learned that you should treat them with a warm compress and baby shampoo and clean off your eyelids. Well, guess what? That doesn't work. We've been doing that for years and years, and it just makes them a little cleaner. You know, it doesn't actually remove them. It kind of removes some of the debris that they feed on, but it doesn't actually fix the mite. So the reason that you've heard more about this recently here within the last year and see commercials on TV is there's actually a drug called Xdemvy, which is really good at killing these. And it's twice a day, 6 weeks, and you're done. Kills them all. So that's been super effective. So that's where we've been able to treat this a lot more effectively than what we've had in the past. So that's been nice. And that's why you've seen a little bit more press, because we actually have something that deals with these things. In the past, we've had stuff to kill them, but it's the eye. So we can't put toxic chemicals in your eye. So they've figured out a way to have the concentration of this stuff in such a way that it still kills them, but yet is safe to put in the eye. In our clinic, we have another little instrument called a Blefex, which we're able to kind of remove a bunch of the debris, which makes this treatment, in my opinion, a little bit more effective, so then the medicine can get on there. So we'll clean the lids really good, get them nice, get all that debris off. The medicine can then be absorbed, and it seems to be really, really effective. So I've had a lot of good symptom relief, and this is sometimes drugs come out and there's like, doesn't really do much. This is one where it's actually been nice to see where it's been a pretty good change for folks.
So is there any kind of preventative care that people can do, or is it just a matter of getting your checkup and making sure that you catch them early?
Yeah, so there's not really any preventative care, and we'll see this even in kids. So, you know, I'll see 14, 15-year-old kids will come in and have this debris, you know, on the lash. So I think the thing but if you see that sort of white, flaky, almost looks like dandruff on your eyelids, that's kind of the calling card for this. So then you would want an eye doctor to look with a microscope and just confirm, you know, there's a couple other hallmark signs that we look for. Then you'd want an eye doctor to look for. But at home, that's what you would see is kind of white, scaly stuff at the base of your eyelashes, where the eyelashes meet the eyelids. So.
Lastly, is there anything that's new happening here in the clinic to let people know about?
So we'll stay in the theme of dry eye, since we haven't completely grossed everybody out, hopefully, with Demodex blepharitis. We do have some newer treatments. They're not brand new, but there's some new applications for this. Some of my patients that have really severe dry eye will sometimes suffer with damage to the cornea and difficult to heal corneas when they're really dry. And so there are things called amniotic membranes, which is human placental tissue. When you have a healthy C-section baby, they test it, healthy baby, healthy mom, everybody's good. But the placenta, which normally gets discarded, gets harvested. And so then they can make that placental tissue. They'll use it for burn victims and kind of lay sheets of that tissue on to burn to help with healing. Well, they also make that in essentially a contact lens. So then we can place that on the eye and we can heal burns or chemical damage to the eye. We can heal other injuries to the eye, or in cases of people with really moderate to severe dry eye that just won't heal, that can be an effective treatment for some people as well. So that's kind of cool where we get to use sort of human donor tissue in the eye. And again, it's all tested and safe. And, you know, I know some people get a little weird about that stuff, but again, it seems to work very well. But it's been pretty amazing in the clinic. It's been able to heal some things that in the past we would really struggle with to get healed. And that, of course, makes people see better and eyes feel better. So that's been, you know, continued to get better and better, and makes it more accessible to our patients here in Marion County.
Thank you again so much for your time and for that fascinating info. This has been Dr. Jason Mosdum with Eye Health Solutions in Knoxville on this segment of Ask the Expert. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. I know everybody's freaking out and going to go clean their eyelids right now, but hopefully there's a little information that people can use that can help some folks. So thanks, Molly. I appreciate it.